It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, our review, All We Have Is Kill, the second exciting attempt to adapt the Japanese novel into a feature after the Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt movie, Edge of Tomorrow. This one is anime and R-rated and has no star power to try to sell this movie, and I have to say, I loved both versions for how they handled the time warps and alien battles in their own entertaining aspects. This one is told from the point of view of Rita, an isolated volunteer worker who helps clean up whatever mess the roots of a giant alien plant is causing, and monsters get released from it and she's killed, but wakes up the next morning. The time warp continues and she's literally dying to find a solution to all this, and soon finds another person in the same loop, a shy young man named Kenji. I like how the main heroine basically goes memento by using a Sharpie to write the number of repeats she has done on her hand, and instead of doing the suicide jokes in Groundhog Day or Happy Death Day, both Edge of Tomorrow and All You Need Is Kill both play like video games where you're never annoyed by how much their respective main characters wake up the same morning. You're supposed to pay attention to how they need to break the rules for the sake of both invaded Earths, and in this version, there's a strong sense of emotion you can feel in the crying and disposition of the characters, and the animation is amazing, almost like a puddle of oil and water, and represents a psychedelic trip through the world of anime, and yet you're more mesmerized than dizzy, so definitely see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!